But the state fair starting this week, Thursday to be exact. And of course, I mean, there's just so much to do between the barns full of animals and the live music and all the rides. But the one thing that's important to me and maybe you as well is the food.
Christy from the Wisconsin State Fair comes, of course, bearing cream puffs.
Of course.
Thank you for making our lives more complete.
Oh, you are welcome.
Is it our imagination, or has the State Fair become more and more about the food over the last few years?
People do say that that is their number one reason for coming when we do surveys. You know, who's answering all those surveys? But the State Fair really started, obviously, to showcase agriculture in Wisconsin. So people don't realize, I think, the connection between agriculture and why food is so popular at fairs. But originally, when fairs started and we were showcasing the agriculture in Wisconsin, and they started creating food products from those agriculture products. But now the food has just taken off. Obviously, that's a trend around the country where all fairs are coming up with crazier and crazier food options. We have 66 new foods this year, so we have a lot of fun with it. But the cream puff is, I mean, that's why the cream puff was created, to kind of highlight the agriculture industry in Wisconsin, of course, with the dairy and the wheat and all of that.
Oh, well, I was looking at the ingredients, and yeah, for your average cream puff, it's like a fantastic stick of butter and like 900 cups of fatty cream and deliciousness. And Henry, I'll take three of those, please.
Yes. This is not one of your lazy recipes.
But
this is like very intense.
Christy, we did find one food item, though, that we think could qualify potentially for a Lynette's lazy recipe.
Okay.
Snake soup. We're guessing the only requirements are a snake and some hot water. Seasoned to taste.
If that's the way you want to make it, you can. I did see it yesterday, and it has a lot of ingredients. It's a red tomato-based broth, It looks like, and I didn't try it. But there's some vegetables in there and a lot of
snakes
seasoning, and then some snakes, yeah.
I would try it. I would try the bug tacos, too.
I think I will try the snake soup. I don't think I'm going to try the bug tacos. That's where I draw. I don't know why.
Crunchy.
Snakes to me are better than bugs.
Is that a grasshopper?
Well, that's what we talk about. The legs getting stuck in your teeth. That's not.
We will not be doing a Lynette's Lazy bug taco anytime soon.
Christy, the Wisconsin State Fair is a gem. I don't know
a single
person who doesn't think it's one of the greatest events that we have. So we're looking forward to it. Thank you for coming and sharing.
You are very welcome. Thanks for having us. And you can find all the information online, wistatefair.com. We've got our entertainment lineups, the agriculture shows. There's an awesome food finder there, so you can pretty much find any food you want. And there's tickets on sale and all that good stuff.
Good job, Christy. Fair starts Thursday, only in Wisconsin, with Magic 98.